Tonight, breaking news as we come on the air. Former President Trump filing an emergency appeal. Trump now asking the Supreme Court to intervene in the Mar-a-Lago case. John Carl standing by with late reporting. Also tonight, the former football star, the Republican Senate candidate in Georgia, Herschel Walker, tonight responding to the explosive new claim. A report claiming he paid for a girlfriend to get an abortion. Tonight, the woman with what she says is the receipt, and she says records of a check from Herschel Walker to allegedly pay for it. Tonight, what Walker is now saying about that check, and this evening, Herschel Walker's own son, deeply critical of his father, Rachel Scott, in Georgia. In the East tonight, bracing for the potential of heavy rains and winds, flood alerts up in North Carolina, Virginia, New Jersey, New York. Ginger Z is here to time this out. In Florida, meanwhile, the emergency shelters now filling by the thousands as the death toll rises from Hurricane Ian. And the desperate search and rescue effort going door to door now, around the clock, days after Ian hit. Victor Oquendo again tonight. The war in Ukraine, and tonight Ukrainian forces breaking through Russian ranks, reclaiming territory claimed by Vladimir Putin. And what President Zelensky is now saying about negotiating with Putin. Ian Panel, Inside Ukraine. And tonight, North Korea, the longest missile test yet, firing a nuclear-capable ballistic missile directly over Japan. The sirens sending many in Japan running for cover, the U.S. responding tonight. Martha Raddatz is here. Breaking headline involving that urgent hunt for a serial killer. Tonight, two more murders now potentially linked to this case and what we've now learned. Elon Musk's surprising offer, the turn, apparently, in the Twitter war. The news on Tom Brady and his wife Giselle. Tonight, the report making headlines. And we pay tribute here to a country music legend. Loretta Lynn.
From ABC News World Headquarters in New York, this is World News Tonight with David Muir.
Good evening, and it's great to have you with us here on a Tuesday night. We have a lot to get to tonight, and we're going to begin with that breaking headline, former President Trump filing an emergency appeal to the Supreme Court tonight. The former president asking the court to intervene in the Mar-a-Lago case, the FBI, of course, seizing more than 100 classified documents. What the former president is now asking for, he appointed three justices to the nation's highest court, but obviously there is no guarantee how the court will respond. ABC's chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl leading us off tonight.
Donald Trump is appealing to the Supreme Court in the legal battle over the presidential records seized by the FBI from his Mar-a-Lago home. But the appeal is a limited one. His lawyers are asking the court to allow a special master to review the documents marked classified to see if any of them are protected by attorney-client or executive privilege. An appeals court had ruled last month that the documents marked classified should not be reviewed by the special master. In today's filing, Trump's lawyers write, quote, any limit on the comprehensive and transparent review of materials seized in the extraordinary raid of a president's home erodes public confidence in our system of justice. The Trump appeal, however, does not appear to attempt to block federal prosecutors from examining the documents as part of their ongoing criminal investigation, something they are already doing.
So let's get right to John Carl, apparently live in Washington. As you can see, John, this isn't the first time, of course, the former president has turned to the Supreme Court. He appointed three of the nine justices, but they haven't often ruled in his favor.
In fact, David, the Supreme Court has repeatedly knocked down Trump's appeals. While he was still president, they ruled against his efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. And after he left the White House, they ruled against his effort to deny the January 6th committee from getting access to his presidential records. And even if he wins here, David, it would be a narrow procedural win that would not have a significant impact on the criminal investigation into those classified documents.
All right. We know you'll continue to track it. John Carl leading us off. John, thank you. And all this playing out, which is 35 days, a little more than a month, until the crucial midterm elections. Tonight, the explosive claim involving the former football star, the Republican Senate candidate in Georgia. The report claims Herschel Walker, who has called for a ban on abortions, no exceptions, that he allegedly paid for a former girlfriend's abortion. What he's now saying tonight, how he explains the alleged check he gave her, and his own son blasting his father tonight. Rachel Scott from Georgia.
The race that could decide control of the Senate.
Let me hear Herschel!
Now upended by the report Georgia's Republican Senate candidate Herschel Walker paid for an ex-girlfriend to have an abortion. Walker calls it a flat-out lie. Today, he was ducking reporters at a prayer breakfast in Atlanta.
It's clear Herschel Walker's campaign is trying to keep us at a distance. We tried to attend the luncheon that he is attending today. Well, his campaign kicked us off the property and moved us all the way across the street. We don't know if we're going to get any closer.
We didn't. Walker slipped down. It comes less than 24 hours after the story broke. An anonymous woman claiming to the Daily Beast that when she became pregnant in 2009, Walker urged her to have an abortion. She showed the reporter a $575 bill from the abortion clinic and a $700 check she says was from Walker. There's also this, a Get Well Soon card she says he gave her. ABC News has not independently confirmed the report, but Walker says it never happened.
I never asked anyone to get an abortion. I never paid for an abortion, and it's a lie.
And when asked about that $700 check.
Well, I send money to a lot of people, and that's what's so funny. I give money to people all the time because I'm always helping people because I believe in being generous.
Walker opposes abortion rights in all cases, no exceptions.
I'm for life. In the Ten Commandments, does it not say, thou shalt not kill? That is one of the Ten Commandments that you should live by, that we should go by, thou shalt not kill.
Today, his own son, Christian Walker, calling him out as a hypocrite.
Family values people. He has four kids, four different women, wasn't in the house raising one of them. He was out having sex with other women. Do you care about family values?
Christian Walker, a conservative influencer with a large presence on social media, says every member of Walker's family had begged him not to run in the first place.
Don't lie about your life. You don't get to pretend you're some moral family guy. You don't get to pretend all these things. Do not lie.
Rachel Scott with us live in Atlanta tonight. Rachel, top Republican standing by Herschel Walker tonight. And of course, you don't need me to tell you this. This is a key race, one of a few key Senate races that will determine who controls the Senate after the midterm. So where does the race stand tonight?
Yes, David, and that is exactly why you are seeing Republicans on Capitol Hill rally behind Herschel Walker. With just 5 weeks to go until Election Day, polls show that this is a very tight race. And the Democrat, Senator Raphael Warnock, well, he is out on the campaign trail, making it clear that he supports abortion rights, saying that Georgia voters have a real choice to make this November, David.
Rachel Scott in Georgia tonight. Rachel, thank you. Tonight, much of the East Coast bracing for strong winds, heavy rains. In fact, there are flood alerts up at this hour. North Carolina, Virginia, New Jersey, New York. Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z with us live again tonight to time all of this out. Hi, Ginger.
David, hi. We can see and feel that coastal low right here in New York. But of course, there are so many states dealing with this. This is day four that this thing has been sitting around way too close for comfort, producing close to a half foot of rain for some parts of South Jersey. Rehoboth Beach, for example, had roads closed thanks to coastal flooding. Those coastal flood alerts are still up through tonight, but we will slowly get rid of them tomorrow because finally this low is going to pull away. And from west to east, we'll see some drying by late tomorrow and even by the end of the week, some warming up. But before we do that, Newark Airport tonight saying they've had flight disruptions because of this wind. David.
Well, this has been days of this, Ginger. Our thanks to you again tonight. Of course, the winds and the rain, as Ginger said, still remnants of Hurricane Ian. And tonight in Florida, the desperate need, the lines at shelters growing and the death toll rising, more than 100 lives lost, and the urgent search for the missing still underway at this hour. Victor Akendo is there.
Tonight, the growing need for basic necessities as families try to survive in Hurricane Ian's wake.
What are the biggest needs in this area right now?
Water and food.
In Fort Myers, hundreds lining up at this distribution site organized by the nonprofit Global Empowerment Mission. And not far from there,
inside of this arena in Fort Myers, it's now being used as a Red Cross shelter. They started by filling up this exterior area, and now they are at 100% capacity. Take a look over here. They're now using the arena floor. It is lined with hundreds of cots.
We met Brittany Allen with her husband and seven children. They rode out the storm here.
What's it like now having all of your children here with you inside the shelter?
It's just a safe feeling.
It's safe here.
It's safe. It's a lot. It's a big change. But we can't be anything but grateful.
Today's search teams, including this canine, boarding a Blackhawk, headed for battered Pine Island in hard-hit Lee County. The death toll, at least 100 across Florida. Ian made landfall at 3:05 p.m. on Wednesday, and while the forecast track did shift as the Cat 4 storm closed in, days earlier, at 11 a.m. on Monday, the National Hurricane Center was warning of life-threatening storm surge coming to Lee County. The county didn't put that mandatory evacuation order into effect until 7 a.m. Tuesday morning, local officials defending their decisions.
This area in Fort Myers Beach is home to the largest commercial shrimping fleet in the Gulf of Mexico. In this community, they rely on these boats to make a living. But now this boatyard looks more like a scrapyard, and they're out of work.
Joanne Simmer, living on the island for decades.
For a lot of people, this was their livelihoods.
It is their livelihood. It still is. We're going to work and get them free and get them back out working.
And tomorrow, President Biden will visit Florida, meeting with small business owners and families. And the White House confirms he'll also meet with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, one of his biggest critics and someone who's eyeing the White House in 2024. David?
Well, no question what party you're in. A long path back for so many there in Florida. And Victor, you've been there from the beginning. Thank you. There is news coming in tonight in that urgent search for a potential serial killer in California. Authorities tonight linking two more cases to this possible killer or killers in the Stockton area. And they've just released new surveillance. ABC's Mola Lenghi from California.
Tonight, authorities in Stockton, California, releasing this new video of a person of interest in connection with a string of serial killings.
We do have ballistic evidence that are linking our cases.
Overnight, two new cases linked by detectives, one of them in Oakland. At least seven people have been shot, six killed, since April of 2021. Five of the seven were Hispanic men between 21 and 54 years old. Four were gunned down near each other in Stockton on different nights. The only person to survive was a 46-year-old woman. Paul Yaw was one of the victims. The father of two was shot and killed in July.
We were shocked to hear that these murders were connected because we just thought it was a random killing.
Well, Stockton police here say that the person of interest is seen in surveillance video at more than one of these crime scenes. No motive has yet been determined, but there is a $115,000 reward for information leading to an arrest, David.
Mola Lenghi in California for us again. Thank you, Mola. We turn now to the war in Ukraine, and tonight Ukrainian soldiers reclaiming more territory just seized by Vladimir Putin. In the south and in the northeast, reclaiming that territory that Putin annexed just days ago, raising the Ukrainian flag once again. Here's our chief foreign correspondent, Ian Pannell, from inside Ukraine again tonight.
Tonight, more stunning breakthroughs on the battlefield by Ukrainian forces.
Slava Ukraini!
Soldiers in newly liberated towns in southern Ukraine celebrating by tearing down Russian flags, using them to wipe their feet. Russian military bloggers embedded with Kremlin troops reporting the collapse of an entire section of the front line northeast of Kherson. Ukraine's army advancing nearly 20 miles in 2 days. The Russians forced to retreat to avoid encirclement. It's a setback so serious it may endanger Russia's ability to hold the regional capital Kherson, annexed by Putin just days ago. Also today, in the northeast, Ukraine reportedly closing in on more critical towns after their dramatic success here in the Donbass just days ago.
This is one of the main roads that leads into the Donbass. It's only recently liberated by the Ukrainians. You can see some of the damage on here. Some of the signs are the battles that were fought to take this territory.
In a phone call to Ukraine's President Zelensky today, President Biden renewing his promise to defend Ukraine for as long as it takes, pledging another $625 million in weaponry, including four more HIMAR rocket systems that have proven so crucial to Ukraine's success on the battlefield. Zelensky today also signing a decree to never negotiate with President Putin.
David, Russian reporters are saying that their forces are outnumbered and outgunned, and that in many places it's Ukraine that has better men, better intelligence and weapons thanks to that Western support. David?
Ian, our thanks to you again. Thank you, Ian. Tonight, the U.S. now responding after North Korea launched its most provocative missile tests in years, a nuclear-capable ballistic missile over Japan, then triggering air raid sirens and sending many in Japan running for cover. Here's Martha Raddatz now.
Tonight, Japanese citizens still shaken after air raid sirens wailed as a North Korean ballistic missile roared directly over northern Japan before crashing into the sea. And this was the longest distance a North Korean missile like this one has ever traveled, more than 2,800 miles.
If it were pointed in a southerly direction, it could hit U.S. bases on Guam.
The condemnation from Japan, South Korea, and the U.S. was swift. South Korea and the U.S. sending a phalanx of fighter jets on a joint bombing drill on an uninhabited island off the coast of the Korean Peninsula.
The real concern now is that North Korea will conduct a nuclear test in the coming weeks, which they have not done in 5 years. And that would be a major escalation. David?
Martha Raddatz in Washington. Thank you, Martha. And here in the U.S. tonight, we remember a country music legend celebrating Loretta Lynn. Lynn's family revealing she died at the age of 90 at her ranch in Tennessee, the daughter of a Kentucky coal miner. It was that song that helped define a career. Loretta Lynn was a trailblazer.
If your eyes are on me, you're looking at country.
Singing about equality for women and the double standards.
You can't have a male friend when you're a has-been or a woman you're rated at.
In plain language.
You say you're gonna take it, oh, but I don't think you can. Cause you ain't woman enough to take my man.
Writing her own songs, speaking her own mind.
A liquor and love, they just don't.
Born in Kentucky, one of eight children, she said she was born singing.
Me and my little first cousin sang all the time. And when we were little, Daddy would come out on the porch and tell us to shut our big mouth. People all over the holler can hear you, he'd say. And I said, Daddy, who cares? They're all our cousins.
The daughter of a coal miner.
Yeah, I'm proud to be a coal miner's daughter.
The 1970 song Coal Miner's Daughter becoming the title of her book, then a movie.
Well, I was born the coal miner's daughter.
Actress Sissy Spacek playing Lynn.
Miss Sissy Spacek.
Spacek winning an Oscar and thanking Loretta Lynn.
I want to thank Loretta Lynn.
Writing more than 160 songs, more than 60 albums, winning so many Grammys. The nation's highest civilian honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2013.
I would write about my life and what was going on around me right at the time and how I was feeling and how some of the other girls were feeling out there. So I tried to write for us all, you know.
Tonight, Loretta Lynn in her own words on what led to her success.
Treat everybody like you'd like to be treated. And that way you won't have to stop and look back and say, hey, you know, the reason I'm not doing so good, I didn't do people right. And I think if you feel this way and never hurt anybody, I think you'll get along all right.
Accept the memories of a coal miner's daughter.
She was a singular talent writing those lyrics, and later right here tonight, how Loretta Lynn wanted to be remembered in her own words. But first, when we come back, the intense search tonight for four family members kidnapped. There is news from the police.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
The first ever criminal trial of a former president is underway in Manhattan. It's one of potentially four trials facing former President Trump as he makes his third bid for the White House. What do voters think about his culpability? And would a guilty verdict make a difference in the election? I'm Galen Druk, and every Monday and Thursday on the 538 Politics podcast, we break down the latest news from the campaign trail. We sort through the noise and zoom in on what really matters, using data and research as we go. That's 538 Politics every Monday and Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tonight, authorities in Merced County, California, in Northern California, searching for four family members kidnapped. The sheriff says a mother, father, their 8-month-old daughter, and her uncle were at a business when they were taken against their will. Authorities say there is no motive, no ransom demands. Police tonight releasing images of the possible suspect. He's believed to be armed and dangerous. To the index of other news tonight, Elon Musk's purchase of Twitter appears to be back on track tonight. Musk moving to avoid a lawsuit from the company, now agreeing to go forward with the deal to buy Twitter for $44 billion. He tried to back out, claiming Twitter undercounted the number of fake accounts. He faced a $1 billion penalty for breaking the deal. Shares of Twitter soaring 22% on that news today. And the report tonight on Tom Brady and his wife, Gisele Bündchen. The New York Post reporting both have hired divorce lawyers. The couple reportedly struggling after Brady decided to end his retirement. No comment yet from their representatives. Finally tonight here, the coal miner's daughter in her own words. She was asked how she wanted people to look back at her life, her music. Loretta Lynn on how she wanted to be remembered. Loretta Lynn was asked how she would like to be remembered, and she said, as a good person that never hurt nobody. Then asked if she had any regrets, she said, no, if I had to do it over, I would go the same route again. Well, we are celebrating a country music legend tonight. A lot of people playing a little Loretta Lynn today. I'm David Muir. Thank you for watching. I'll see you right back here tomorrow night. From all of us here at ABC News, have a good evening. Good night.